This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 16 for Thursday, August 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday, falling back again after getting a jolt to the plus side after the release of the monthly United States Department of Agriculture supply and demand estimates. The November contract drops $5.60 at $8.83.40 per ton. The January contract loses $4.90 at $8.72.70 per ton. The Chicago soy complex gives up much of the gains it got from the latest S&D report. European rapeseed is now on the plus side, but Malaysian palm oil remains lower. Saskatchewan Agriculture reports 7% of the province's crops have been harvested as of August 9th. So far, no canola has been combined. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 79.83 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.96. In its monthly report, the USDA is cutting its projection of the 2021-22 wheat carryover by 5.7% from last month to 627 million bushels. Corn ending stocks are slashed 13.3% at more than 1.2 billion bushels, and the carryout for soybeans holds at 155 million bushels. The USDA says there's been a yet another private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. This is the third such sale this week. Also, the USDA reports a private sale of 198,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. In the weekly export sales report, the department says for the week ending August 5th, wheat sales are just over 293,000 tons. Total old crop, new crop export sales of corn tally more than 979,000 tons. Total soybean export sales come in at about 1.22 million tons, primarily new crop. Soy meal export sales amount to nearly 385,000 tons, and soy oil is all of 300 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday. The November contract is up a penny at $13.41 per bushel. September soy oil is relatively steady at 62.25 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal gains $1.30 at $3.55.20 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Thursday. The December contract increases 14 cents at $5.73 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the December contract rising a dime at 467.5. Wheat futures are spiking on Thursday. Chicago September vaults 26.5 cents at 753.5. Kansas City September jumps 28.5 cents at 739. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September rises 17 cents at 930. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, August 12th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.